morning and welcome to Schools In, a regular 30-minute segment produced and presented by school students of the Yarra Valley.
And this morning we have Milwaurra Primary School with Caitlin, Lily, Caitlin and Josie.
Good morning and welcome to 99.1 Yarra Valley FM. The show this morning is presented by Milwaurra Primary School, Millgrove Campus. My name is Caitlin and I am here with my friends Caitlin, Josie and Lily. So sit back over the next half an hour and listen to our music, stories, news and lots more. We hope you enjoy our show. Now to introduce ourselves. Hi, as I said, I'm Caitlin and I have two brothers, one sister. My favourite sport is gymnastics. My football team is Essendon. When I'm older, I want to be a police officer. Now to Lily.
Hi, my name is Lily. I love to play with my friends, which are Caitlin R, Caitlin B, Josie, Jade, Samantha and Molly. When I'm older, I want to be a police officer. I love to play basketball and soccer. I go for the Swans. Now to Caitlin B.
Hi, my name is Caitlin B and my favourite sport is soccer. And my football team is Richmond. And my best friends are Caitlin R and Josie and Lily. And when I grow up, I want to be a teacher. Now on to Josie.
Hi, I'm Josie. I have seven brothers and two sisters. I love hanging out with my friends. My hobbies are horse riding and playing soccer. Now time to listen to Roar by Katy Perry.
And you.
Now time for school news. The middle school students and the senior students worked on construction in art during term three. They used different materials to make their work on a concept plan they developed. Please pop into school to see your children's work. The middle school students have started term four with threads and textiles and are working on a weaving. This is a very quiet activity and the students are pleased with how they are progressing. Now on to Caitlin R.
Now for a little bit of trivia from our school newspaper. A baby octopus is about the size of a flea when it is born. A sheep, a duck, and a rooster were the first passengers on a hot air balloon in 1783. The flight lasted 8 minutes and they landed safely. The average male gets bored of shopping trips after 26 minutes. Women don't get tired of shopping until around 2 hours. Now to Lily.
PE orienteering. With the inter-school orienteering coming up next week, both campuses have been doing some mapping activities around the school. We are working to improve fitness over the term in PE, so there is lots of running, skipping and climbing. Now over to Josie.
The senior students have been working on printmaking. This in process of making from taking a print from base. The process has been around as far back as 3500 BC. I like to call it accidental art. Often no two prints look the same, and you never really know how the prints will work. We had fun with leaves, feathers, and patterns and colours. In the printing base, the students will develop more skills as we use different equipment.
Song. Now for a song called Happy. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Bring me down, can't run.
for some stories. Ring, 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 ring went my alarm. I woke up. I thought to myself what an amazing day it would be to help someone. But I was wrong. It was definitely not a good day to help anyone at all. First, I tried to help an old lady cross the road. Unfortunately, I saw a candy store and left the old lady in the middle of the road. And not to mention, I tried to help a scout sell boxes of cookies, but I sold all the boxes of cookies to my dad for just 5 cents. Don't even mention trying to wash Dad's car. I accidentally used petrol instead of soap, and then his car caught on fire, so I ran into the house to hide. After lunch, I went to walk the dog. I stopped to grab a hot dog for a snack, and the next thing I know, I am getting my dog out of a tree. When I got home, I went to make bird food for my pet bird. But I ended up using my bird in the bird food. Right, that's it. I've had just about enough of you today, Barry, Dad shouted at me. So I went to help Mum with the dishes, but it took so long to hand wash the dishes. So I let my pet dog just lick them clean. After that, I tried making some lemonade, but instead of sugar, I used gunpowder. And guess what happened? It tasted terrible, like old gym socks. Then I went to dust my room, but I broke the window into 1,000 pieces. And when I went to sweep up, I spilt some coffee on the ground. After the mess I made, I went to tell Dad a joke, but I accidentally ruined it for him. Some mum made me apologize to everyone I tried to help today, which was a lot of people. Now on to Caitlin with her story.
My story is called The Secret Room. It was just an ordinary day until I noticed a small square door in the wall in the classroom. It was very strange because I'd never noticed it before. After lunch, there was a bang from within the wall, and I asked my friend Bobby if he had heard that, but he said no, I didn't get it. It was so loud. How could you not hear it? Finally, it's 3 o'clock, time to go home. Before everyone had left, I asked them if they wanted to stay back at school with me to investigate what was inside this box. But only Bobby wanted to. After all the teachers left, we tiptoed back into the classroom. We went back to the square door in the wall and opened it. All we saw was cotton candy. It was very strange, but very, very yummy. Ah! We heard a scream. It scared us so much, but we wanted to know what it was. We dug through all the cotton candy and we found a unicorn, and it had screamed again and turned into a person. Hi, my name is Dave. Whenever I scream, I turn into a unicorn or back into a person, he said. Bang, the classroom door just slammed. Who is in the classroom after school time? Said Miss Wilter. I was so scared. We inhaled our breath, but I realized we had left the square door open. Oh no, we are in so much trouble, I thought. Aha, Bobby, Ellie, get to the office right now, no matter what, and I'll have to call your mums. So she marched us to the office. Don't move an inch, she said. Okay, Miss Wilter. We are so sorry for doing this. We saw a small square box in the well, and we just wanted to see what was inside, I pleaded. I accept your apology, but you still have to get punished for what you have done, she growled. The next day, Bobby and I had a detention, so don't be bad or you'll get punished. Now for some jokes.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
The Sultan.
Sultan who?
The Sultan Pepper. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Waiter.
Waiter who?
Wait a second, I'm tying my shoelace. What do cats put in their soft drinks?
What?
Mice cubes. What falls in winter and never gets hurt?
What?
Snow.
Why do tigers eat raw food?
Why?
Because they can't cook. What did the cat say when she lost her money?
What?
I'm poor. Why did the dingo cross the road twice?
Why?
Because he was a double crosser.
Now for
what's worse than finding a worm in your apple?
What?
Finding half a worm.
Now for a song called Shotgun.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar, I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. South of the equator, navigator. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. A deep sea diving round the clock, bikini bottoms, lager tops. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. We got two in the front, two in the back, sailing along, and we don't look back. See what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone.
Now time for some more stories. The girl who wanted a unicorn, then a dragon. One day there was a little girl named Allie. Allie found a dollar, so she went to the wishing fountain in town. Plop! The dollar went in. She wished for a unicorn. Allie went home as fast as she could. When she got home, she did her homework, had her dinner, brushed her teeth, and she went to bed. Splat! There was something at her window. Allie got up to see what it was. She saw something flying in the air. Can it be my pet unicorn that I wished for? Allie opened her window and she said, "My pet unicorn, where are you?" Zoom! A unicorn came to her window. "Your name will be..." "Let me think. I got it. Your name is going to be Cuticorn," said Allie. "Come inside, Cuticorn." Cuticorn went inside with Allie. Cuticorn got some paper and pencils and beautiful rainbow glitter. She made an invitation for a party in Allie's house. 5 minutes later, 7,000 unicorns came. Allie tried to name them all. They were wrecking everything. Smash, bang, crash, pow. Allie went into her mum and dad's room. They were sleeping. Allie grabbed some sticky tape off the desk to try and fix everything and walked out to the living room where all 7,000 unicorns were. 5 minutes later, the whole living room was full of tape. Allie screamed because she didn't realize how much tape she used. Allie's mum and dad woke up and dad called out, "What's the noise? Is that you, Allie?" "Yes, I'm just getting a drink," Allie replied, hoping they wouldn't come down. "I'm fine." And one by one, the unicorns left. "Cuticorn, don't leave," Allie yelled out the window, but she was already gone. Allie started to cry. The next day, Allie went skipping along the path and saw a $2 coin and went to the wishing fountain again. Plop, the coin went in and she wished for a dragon. Again, she ran home as fast as she could all the way home. Poof, a dragon appeared outside the house and it burnt down the house. Allie started thinking what to do about the house. Allie got an idea. She went to the wishing fountain again, dived into the water. She tried to find her $2. She knew exactly where she'd thrown it. She found it, and she took the $2 back, reversing the wish. She ran home. The dragon was gone, and the house back to normal. Now to Lily.
Once upon a time, there was a tree on a little farm with a little horse. Its name was Fred, and Fred the horse had two owners. They were really mean. Horse thought horse's mum was in the other paddock, and Fred always went in the other paddock where the tree was. The other paddock where the tree was. The tree has an apple tree. But Fred the horse had to be careful because the owners were getting another old horse to put in the paddock where the apple tree was. So Fred went over to the apple tree and got as much apples as he could. While his mum was on the lookout, on the tree all the good apples were on the top. So Fred stand as high as he could and got the apples off the tree. He got most of the apples off the tree and in his paddock he hid them under the gum trees. Bang! The gate opened and the old horse came out. But that horse was an old horse and it was short. He couldn't get any apples. the end. Now for us. Oh, now for jokes. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cow.
Cow who?
Cows don't go who, they go moo. Why did the burglar take a shower?
I don't know. Why did the burglar take a shower?
So he can make a clean getaway. Why did the emu cross the road?
I don't know.
To prove he wasn't a chicken.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Police.
Police who?
Police let me in. What goes ha ha bonk?
I don't know what.
A kid laughing their head off. What room doesn't have any doors?
I don't know what.
A mushroom.
Ah.
Now for a song called Thunder.
Help myself, no, I can't help myself, no, no, no. Caught up
sorry, we had some problems, so we just listened to the song Say Something, and now it's time for our goodbyes. On to Josie. No.
Goodbye, Mum, Dad, all my siblings and friends. I hope to be back soon. Now on to Caitlin.
Goodbye to everyone I know, including my brother, mother, and Nana. Now to Lily.
Thank you, Michelle, for letting us on here, and love you, Mum, Dad. But now on to Caitlin.
Thank you, Michelle, and thank you, Mum. And goodbye, friends, back at school. And thank you, everyone that's listening.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.